Good evening. Welcome to Feminist Perspective. As the announcers told you, the purpose of these Monday evening programs is to provide a forum for women to speak publicly on issues of concern to them and help inform other women and men of the movement which is remaking the shape and substance of women's and men's lives throughout the world. Our format consists first of discussion by our guest panelists on a topic of interest to women, and second, an opportunity during the last 15 minutes for listeners to participate by calling with comments or questions. Our number is 864-4530. This program is sponsored by the Women's Resource and Planning Center, located in the Dean of Women's office. We invite you to call our office at any time for information or to inform us of your concerns. Better yet, come in person to talk or to use our constantly expanding women's library in 220 Strong Hall. Our subject tonight is women in politics, and our guest panelists are June McMillan, Shirley Vaughn, and Nancy Hamilton. June McMillan is vice chairman of the Douglas County Democratic Party. Shirley Vaughn is vice chairman of the 3rd District Republican Party. And Nancy Hamilton is a member of the City Commission, ran on a nonpartisan ticket. Would you folks tell us how and when you first got interested in the political process? How about you, June?
Well, I really started in 1956 when our Governor George Dockin first started, and he had asked me to help participate in his campaign, so that was the beginning. And I certainly have enjoyed every minute of it since and have learned much. And in 58, was chosen to go back to Washington with the 3rd District Congressman to work for the 2 years he was there. And this was quite a thrill to me. And to be in the House of Representatives in Washington presented many, many challenges and a lot of experience that I could never have gained anyplace else. And to be there as a representative of Kansas really was a thrill. So it started quite a while ago.
Uh-huh. How about you, Shirley?
I started in college, like a lot of young people do today, I think. I started working when Governor Arnn was running for governor of Kansas, and I was going to the university. I went to Washburn University, and I got involved with the Collegiate Republicans, and from then on, I just worked with one candidate to another, and by this involvement, I became more interested in the internal problems and an organization of the party, but it started with working with a candidate.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Nancy?
Well, my involvement in politics really came very recently. I've been involved in League of Women Voters and other things, organizations in the community for many years. In fact, I've been with the League somewhere between 12 and 15 years, and much involved in the citizen participation and trying to get the laws you need and get the programs moving that you think are for the benefit of people at all levels of government. Then last year, in fact, I've been in just about a year now, but when we had our last city commission election, we had a lot of candidates running, and it seemed that we had more issues involved than other elections, and some people urged me to run, a group in particular that called itself the Citizens Committee for the, I can't even remember what the name was, but for the, to urge the candidates to run. And after several weeks of conversation with them about that, I decided to try it. So that's why I'm here.
Well, fine. I know that the topic, women in politics, might lead some cynical people to ask what women were talking about, other than on the local level. And of course, we don't have very many elected office on the local level. As you know, we have 2 women representatives in the Kansas House and no women senators. And in the United States Congress, 1 woman senator and 11, I believe, members House representatives. And that represents a lowering of the numbers we once had in the House of Representatives. Are you Are folks noticing any change in the extent of women's participation in the political process?
Well, we like to urge women to run, and I think one of the best places to introduce women into politics is within their own county. Start on your grassroots level and kind of get their foot in, and then maybe we'll be able to do more where it comes to the higher offices later. Mm-hmm. And of course, we do have our Secretary of State, and Kansas is a woman.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think I'm finding that an awful lot of women are much more interested in the idea of running for office. Seeing one in the city commission, and of course we've had women on the school board in Lawrence. I think we've always had a woman on continually for 10 or 15, maybe more years than that. And it takes a little courage to run, but I think they're getting it. I think we're going to see a lot more of this.
I think so too.
I think women have been a little frightened by the idea of running. Or being involved in it because of the time it takes. And
yes.
Most women back off, but they have a family because they think that they don't have the time. But more and more, with the conveniences we have today, there are more opportunities for women to get out of the home and even politic and campaign for other people, even if not for themselves. I think that they're finding a little bit more time than they used to have.
Don't you think this is probably why there have been more women on school boards, mm-hmm. though, because they felt this was part of their family planning more than going out and seeking other offices?
I think you're probably right, June. And I think, too, that I may be mistaken, but I think a job like the city commission takes even more time than the school board. And
oh,
I don't
I'm
believe
sure
I
would.
Could do it if I had young children at home. I don't believe I could try it.
I'm wondering whether the state legislature, particularly one that operates the way our Kansas mm-hmm. legislature does, would really take any more time.
I'm not sure it would.
Mm-hmm. There's it meets really for a relatively short period of time, and it's close to home for most people. I guess people out in western Kansas have quite a little
mm-hmm.
distance to go, but. Seems like it would be a good place, and we certainly need some women in the state legislature. There's been a lot of interest recently in the selection of delegates for both the Republican and the Democratic Party. Are there differences this year from the way things were done in the past as to how delegates are selected?
Very differently on the Democrat side. Previously, our local delegates were elected by the Central Committee, and they were sent to the district convention. At the district convention, then your national delegates were selected. Now, at that time, there was an executive board, the third district, which consisted of the chairman and the vice chairman of each county, and they selected a nominating committee to nominate delegates to the national convention that were presented on the district convention floor, and they were voted on there. Now we're going to start in the local, what we call the local unit conventions. And Lawrence, being a population of between 30,000 and 75,000, will have three unit conventions. And all three will meet at the same time, the same day, which is this Saturday, at 2:00. And in each one of those conventions, we will select 7 delegates and 7 alternates, or a total of 21 delegates and 21 alternates to the district convention.
Now, what happens in the district convention then?
Now, in the district conventions is where we will select our national delegates
mm-hmm.
this year.
How many does Kansas have?
They'll have 35.
35 mm-hmm. from the state in the Democratic convention?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about the Republicans?
Well, then we're basically now the Democrat and Republican Party both more or less elect their delegates the same way. However, we have a choice between a precinct caucus, where each
mm-hmm.
precinct might have their own caucus and elect a delegate, or they may have a county convention. And we found that it was easier for everyone to get together in Douglas County and have a county convention, and it was open to all people, registered voters, are the age that would be registered voters at the time of election, which I think
right.
we're both right on that for both our parties. And then we pick our delegates, and then we send them to the district, and our delegates at the district then pick they're ones to go to the national convention. We're just basically the same. Our mm-hmm. I think now that through the new rulings on this election committee that they had in the legislature this past session, they more or less made us about, so we're doing it about the same. And we have 20 delegates to the, and 20 alternates to the
Why is that just a question of custom that has grown up, that the Democrats have more delegates than the Republicans?
No, we haven't always had more.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, this is going to be rather delightful, having lived in the state of Kansas all my life, you know, and having been known as a Republican state, to finally see the Democrats come forth with a few more even delegates to the national. It's real fun. I did neglect to say that we choose six national delegates at each one of the district conventions, and then five will be chosen at large at the state convention.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to know, in the past and now, what is the split between men and women in these delegates? Do you usually have about equal numbers?
Kansas really hasn't been too far off on their percentages, and this mm-hmm. is one of the things that came out of the McGovern Commission report and was changed to the Frazier report, that we must have not more than 60% of either sex on the delegation.
Hmm. We have, ours is that we hope to have 50% women, 50% men, and with a certain percentage of this being the minority groups mm-hmm. and young people. We consider the young people, say, from 17 to 18 to 30 as the young people. But
I think our age levels are about the same, mm-hmm. Shirley.
And it's approximately the same type of thing, but they would hope, our national committee would hope, that we would have a balanced group, I mean, of 50% women, 50% men.
Shirley, how long has this been true then, and particularly then with the emphasis on young people and minority?
Well, the new election of the 18-year-olds, I think, has had a great deal to do with this. But I don't know. We've always ideally would like to have had it mm-hmm. this way, but it's just been stressed more in this past election. I think it is the 18-year-old vote and the young people.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And because women are becoming more involved, I think this has something to do with it too, that they would like to see ideally. This is the way that our national committee will hope that each state will do that, have it so that there'll be
so
50.
Then both of 50, you, 50. Both parties mm-hmm. are trying to be as representative as possible of the entire electorate, would you say?
Well, not, I think so.
Because mm-hmm. every time I hear people talking about the, you know, the young people are minorities, I have to remember that they're all either men or women.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
the
true.
Basic division probably should be men or women. If it were mm-hmm. fair, you'd get men, women, minorities mm-hmm. of all kinds too.
Well, we would hope it'd be like you do with like we do with our vice chairman
and chairman
of your counties,
right.
That if you have one man that's a delegate, you would hope that his alternate would be a woman, and you try to work
mm-hmm.
that way, that his alternate, so that they would have a
are
certain
there,
percentage.
Are there very many chairmen who are women? Or how's that actually work out?
We have several, but then the percent is so small, mm-hmm. really, too.
Ours, of course, most of ours are vice chairmen, are women.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we agree with that, but we have several out in western Kansas, but I'm not sure. There aren't very many.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully at some time that'd be kind of 50-50 mm-hmm. too.
Well, I think this is one of the things that we just haven't asserted ourselves enough to take on the responsibility of being a chairman.
Mm-hmm. It is work.
It is, and there are a lot of things involved.
But we don't have much evidence that women aren't willing workers, I take it. But they have played a very different role from what they seem to be beginning to
I think women now. Have to be asked to do things more now, and once you ask, maybe you'll get two or three volunteers if you bother to ask mm-hmm. one woman. But it has been hard for them to step forth and rather take the aggressive role, I think, in politics.
Well, don't you think they haven't really felt they understood an awful lot about what was going on?
I don't think they have. I think they've felt that they've been held down by the men. That because, remember, a long time ago, politics weren't even discussed in front of women. The men went to another room. And so we're just kind of coming into our own now.
I think women have started. I think where we've been coming more involved more. But I think women nowadays are reading, have more time to read than a man with his job mm-hmm. and everything. And most women are pretty verbal, and they kind of want to, I know that's how I became involved. If you like to complain, then I feel like you should be involved.
That's right.
You don't have a right to complain if you aren't
if
willing
you just
to
sit home and do nothing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe this is where women have started out, a lot of them, by reading and talking among themselves and being interested. And I think now that this is where it kind of snowballs, and maybe that they'll get more involved.
Mm-hmm. Well, and don't you think television and presenting so many issues now gives a woman much more of a chance to understand, rather than just hearing maybe her husband mm-hmm. explain his views to her, that she can see mm-hmm. actually a lot more.
I think too that there's been a kind of a mystique about politics, of something that was very secretive and very complex, and just a discussion such as the answers you people gave tonight to the way in which delegates are chosen. Up until the state women's political caucus, I didn't know that either. If anyone had asked me how are delegates chosen, I suspect I would have thought, I don't know what I would have said, but I would have thought that it was in a back room somewhere where a group of politicians got together and decided how it was done. This sounds very open. Do you
that old smoke-filled
really
room?
I think it is now. I think it used to be mm-hmm. smoke-filled rooms where your delegates were selected.
I think
there's
central committees. Mm-hmm. It used to be that the central committee did more of this choosing.
Right.
And
right.
It did eliminate a lot of people from becoming involved, but I am so pleased to see the open meeting where everyone is involved, mm-hmm. and we both have done this. I know we were talking mm-hmm. about it earlier, that this can very definitely the new trend is to open it up to everyone.
And I think it should be, and I think it always should have been, but you know, sometimes you just have to battle these things out until you can get
it. I still think it comes back to the 18-year-old vote. I think the young people are interested,
I
and they've been
right,
inquiring
really.
More.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the more inquiry, they've stirred up the interest of the older people and to say, well, let's give them a chance.
And they do like to get involved, and as you said earlier, they're the best campaigners in the world.
And they're not afraid to ask questions. So.
They are not afraid.
But it is time for our listeners to call in with questions or comments. Be care to do so. Our number is 864-4530. We'll keep on talking till we get a call. What's your opinion of the women's political caucuses that are forming? See any point in it?
I think it sounds very interesting, and hope that this would bring out more women. Now, I have not been able to attend the meeting that was here, nor the one in Wichita, but I would like to at some future date when they have them.
I would hope that if they do nothing more than inform women, because most women will go home and inform their husbands.
That's
really,
a good point, too.
I do think when mm-hmm. men don't have the opportunity or the time, the average mm-hmm. a working man doesn't have time to know, and if nothing more than they can give them the viewpoints of what's going on and let them be aware. Because, and by you relating it to them this way, they're going to know what's going on a lot easier, I think. That's why I think these caucuses where the people get, women get together and discuss this is very important.
And frankly, I think most of the men, or the ones that I know in our political dealings, really appreciate the women working with them. They're glad to see women volunteer.
Yes,
they're
good
workers. Think
they are.
It's good for the women to develop a little confidence. This is part of what's been lacking, and when they get mm-hmm. together and talk about this, I think they realize that there's no magic in this. It's hard work and a lot of study, and I think it makes the more competition for offices, whether it be between women and men or young people and older people, the more it keeps everybody on his toes to make a good presentation. And I think that makes good politics.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope good government.
That's right. I mean, the only point of politics is
right. If you don't get involved in what happens in mm-hmm. our legislative bodies and local government or state or national, that's what it's all about, you know, because mm-hmm. the politics is kind of a game. But the whole point of it is to provide laws and a framework to hang our civilized society on. That's why we get together and legislate, so we can live together in the best possible way.
And to elect the best people that we can,
right.
Men or women, to do that.
I think the best way that I have found, it is so hard for a woman to become involved in politics if they say, well, go down to your county chairman and let them, you know. Because if there is an election right at hand, it's hard for them to really give them something mm-hmm. to do. I have found how I became involved in politics. You find the party that suits your needs. Then you find a candidate. And then you work for him.
Mm-hmm.
You start with a candidate. You put because there's always work for a woman to do, and they desperately need work. Every candidate that runs for any office needs the help. Therefore, you become involved a little at a time. You know what's going on. Then your circle of knowledge becomes wider and wider as you go along. And I do encourage women to find, or men, either one, men and women, to find a candidate, and young people especially. Mm-hmm. I would like to see college people get a candidate that they really feel they're interested in, and they're, like we were talking, they're tremendous campaigners, and get out and work, because this is the way you get involved.
This is something too that I think you gals who've worked in the political party system don't quite realize, that when you run for a local office that is nonpartisan, you don't have anybody behind you. And those people who urged me to run, I very definitely said, will you help me? I mean, I didn't feel that I had the money to support a campaign and do the advertising. In fact, it was a shock to me to find out it took money to run a campaign. And I didn't, if you don't have people working for you, I don't care whether you're in a party or out, you're not going to get elected. But you don't have any natural framework to hang this on. If you're not running on a party ticket, you have to gather your forces on your own. And
but that might be a little easier way to ask people, though, Nancy, if you're not, you know, having to sort out Democrat or Republican, but you could ask anybody.
Yes, I'm sure it has, right. And I don't know that. In fact, it's just been since we've run into our sales tax problem that I've known the politics of the people on the city commission. Believe it or not, that just doesn't come up. And I'm very grateful for that. We have enough items. We deal with things that are very close at hand. And if you threw in the politics of a decision into these local items, I think it would just tear you apart, really.
I don't think the city needs party politics.
No,
really.
I don't either. I think it would be a real handicap.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much nonpartisan politics actually exists? How many positions are there for which you can run without running on a party, with a party?
Well, I think only locally, as far as I know, and then the school board and the city commission. Now, there are many appointed offices in government that are very important, but if you're going to run for an election.
Has that always been true? Is this some recent development?
Now, this I can't tell you whether, Shirley, you may remember, or June, before we had our city manager
well,
form
seems
of government.
To me like years ago when we had our mayor council, didn't they run on party?
I wouldn't be surprised, because that dates back from 1951. And
I should be able to remember that.
Well,
at that point,
my husband was a graduate student, and I was trying to help him get through school, and I wasn't really worrying about living in Lawrence on a long-term basis. We didn't really expect to be around here this long.
Because I can think back to several of our mayors, and then, you know, well, this was our Democrat mayor, and this
yes.
was a Republican
mm-hmm.
mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have run on a party.
I would expect that could be true.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were talking about involving young people, it suddenly occurred to me that because young people do a considerable amount of moving around, especially in their 20s, I just remember my annoyance at having been denied the right to vote for the President of the United States the first two times that I had an opportunity to, because I had not lived in the place long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, haven't there been some changes in that, too, in our laws concerning who can vote where?
Well, now, anybody can vote in a presidential for the president and vice president. Wherever you are, you may register to vote for those.
And that's a recent development, isn't it?
Last election
oh, I
was
think
the first time.
4 years ago
right.
was the first
mm-hmm.
time.
Well, my
now,
first vote was considerably before
but
that.
You could send your votes, notarize them, and send
absentee.
Them back to your home. Absentee.
Right.
Back to your, that's
right.
what we did.
But this seems so
mm-hmm.
hard for people to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to just go on election day
yes.
and vote and not worry about having to have mailed it in 2 weeks ahead of time.
You want to encourage people to go to the polls to vote.
You know,
this
I think
the thing.
Students at the university, for instance, do have a problem about the voting. If they want to register here, but you see, a lot of them then would not even be in town to vote in a primary. So they wouldn't be here to vote, and at home then, if they registered here, they couldn't vote at home.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the decision that the students
have to make.
Yes, they can vote absentee, but of
yes.
course that
mm-hmm.
means notarized application,
right.
I guess, for the ballot, and then notarized ballot. And
we should say, though, that even the term notarized has some implications for people. There are a lot of people who think that's a mysterious process too. I had a paper notarized today, and I asked my secretary to find me a notary, and she reported back to me that practically every other office had someone, no charge.
Well, now maybe on the campus, can the students have this done without a charge? Well, I think that's something that should be emphasized.
The county clerk was in Strong Hall today registering students,
really?
And said he had had
quite
a business.
Well, this is the week that Douglas County is working at registration.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I read of places that are terribly concerned about this youth vote, and considering how well-informed youth are, it strikes me as very strange that anyone would worry about their part in the political
process. I'm not sure why they're really concerned.
I'm concerned that
we won't have enough.
I have a feeling that those that are, that from the polls that I have seen taken, that we don't have enough of the 18-year-olds registering. I'd love to see more of them registering.
Well, I hope we can reach young people other than college students, too, you know, after all.
You see, there'll be a lot of high school students that are eligible to register now.
And young working
and
young people. They certainly, there is one thing I'd like to hear you comment on. What I hear primarily from young people is a hesitancy to declare that they're either Republicans or Democrats. They like to think of themselves as independents. What does this mean to you? Do you think they should get connected with a party, or does it really matter?
Well, you almost have to, don't
you,
Shirley?
Yes, I believe
to really get involved, you have
you
to choose a party.
Mm-hmm.
And really, by the time they're 17, they've studied enough to know, or should have, to know people and maybe to which platform they want to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, frankly, I think our platforms even are getting to be more alike all the time nationally.
It's harder to tell.
It is hard to tell.
Well,
sometimes.
And then you're not locked in. You look at a man like John Lindsay, and you know you can change.
That's right.
So you can change.
So,
it
isn't for the rest of your life. Many times it is, but it doesn't have to be if you feel differently about
this
it.
This is one of the reasons, though, in a primary, so that you really can select a slate of candidates.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then in the general, I imagine most of the people cross the lines frequently.
Well, they must, because
we
elect people based on this.
That's right.
That's why we have the general, but you don't have to. So that this is the way of being independent if you want to vote for.
Shirley, I might ask you, how do you feel about an open primary?
Well,
would it get rid of our political parties altogether?
You mean the way they do in Wisconsin?
I think
you not have to be branded. You see, in Kansas, you know, you are only allowed one ballot.
Yeah.
Now, do you want it as the general, as it is in the general, where you can cross the lines, or?
The only problem I see with that is that in this day and age, to be very honest, you have to have someone, like we were talking about, behind you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You need financial support, you need backing, you need every kind of this sort of thing. It's hard for someone on an open ballot to not have a party behind them.
Right.
I think that you definitely need someone. You either pick the people that you like the best or the party you like the best, but it doesn't give you a chance to get gain support.
Well, now, what happens in Wisconsin, though? Because I go to the polls in the primary, and I usually have at least one candidate on the party that I'm not registered in that I'd like to be able to vote for. I mean, I have a whole group. Usually I have a majority of my other party I'm registered. And then I always wonder, I wonder if this one person that I really want to see get in is not going to make it, and if I ought to switch. And I've never done this, but I felt it was a dilemma.
Encourage your other people from the other party to vote for them.
That's right.
There's something I don't understand, though, Shirley. And as I understand the Wisconsin plan, you're given both ballots, and no one knows which one you throw away and which one you use. Isn't that true?
Oh, I thought you could vote for some of either party. Is that
this
the way it goes?
This is the way I thought it was.
I didn't realize
it
just
the
keeps
either.
Your registration secret, then. And in other words, you still only vote for all Republican or all Democrat candidates.
Of course,
I think
don't
you
really
were in
know,
a terrible dilemma then if you were a candidate.
Well,
you wouldn't know who to go to.
But of course, the candidates are still running on a party platform, or they're running as members of a particular party. It's just that, well, for example, in Wisconsin, I guess the vote's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes.
That I heard the governor talking this morning, and he said that the, well, he was asked what would be the effect on the vote. One of the things we're concerned about is that since Nixon was unopposed, that many Republicans would really interfere, as they put mm-hmm. it, with the Democratic. I believe our time is up. I certainly appreciate your coming tonight. You have made a great contribution to our program, and we hope that you'll all be listening again next Monday evening. Thank you for listening.
This has been A Feminist Perspective. Tune in again next week for another in this series of live programs. It's 41 degrees on Mount Oriette at 7:30.